is almost ready.
Okay. Thank you very much for the invitation. I did this a few years ago. I really enjoyed the opportunity to talk to the students and also to talk to the professors. So I'm a structural biologist. I'm in the Department of Biochemistry. And while I was thinking about what to talk, I remembered this this cover from a journal, the journal Cell, and I thought it was particularly appropriate because this is soup and science. So what it represents here is a plate, but it's representing a cell. And this article was about the secretion of insulin, and what I'm going to talk about is how secreted proteins fold. So the DNA, of course, is in the nucleus. This is the bread here. And then proteins are synthesized either in the solution, on soluble ribosomes, or on what these noodles here, this pasta, here, which is called the endoplasmic reticulum. And that's the particular area that we focus in my laboratory. So we're studying how proteins fold in the endoplasmic reticulum. And then just to sort of finish up, here we have the mitochondria, the little tomatoes. We've got the centrioles. And these are vesicular bodies, which are the secreted proteins. So there are specialized cells that make insulin, and they really do a lot of that. And that's what these little black dots are representing, is the insulin. So what we're interested in is how proteins fold as they go through this pathway towards the outside of the cell. And insulin is one protein that in particular has to do that. So they're made on these ribosomes that are bound to the endoplasmic reticulum, and they're synthesized. And now this new protein, this nascent protein, is not folded, and it has to adopt its folded structure. So some of these proteins are membrane proteins, some of them are glycosylated, and we're particularly interested in the glycosylated ones because they fold with the aid of these proteins called chaperones. So some proteins can just fold on their own, but many proteins need help like chaperones, and protein chaperones are just like human chaperones. They're there to prevent anything inappropriate from happening. And an inappropriate activity for a protein would be aggregation or precipitation. So they help them stay together. And the two that we're really interested in are these chaperones called ERP57 and calnexin, which are specialized in folding these glycoproteins. So in structural biology, we use a number of different techniques to study what these proteins, biomolecules, look like. The most important technique is X-ray crystallography, where we can measure the electron density, the electronic density, which is shown by this mesh, and then we try to fit that in with atoms to see what the three-dimensional fold of the molecule, what the molecule looks like. But there are a lot of other important techniques that we use. Electron microscopy, we use X-ray scattering, NMR spectroscopy, and then often to put it all together, we use molecular modeling. So what I want to show you now, just to conclude, is what these two molecules that we look like, this ERP57 and this calnexin, the two chaperones that we were studying. And in particular, what's interesting is that we had to use a lot of different techniques in order to get a picture of the whole complex and how it works with the protein that's being folded. So we're starting with this X-ray structure of part of one of the chaperones. We weren't able to crystallize the whole thing, but we could get this part. Proteins have thousands of atoms, so we're not showing all of the atoms. What we're showing are just certain basic structural elements how they fold up. So they fold up with what we call helices and sheets. And then we used X-ray scattering to figure out where these white parts go, and in particular these yellow, that's the catalytic site. And then in green we have calnexin, and we used NMR to figure out how those put together. And then we use molecular docking to put our substrate in. And so what you see down there is how the glycan binds to one of the molecules, and up here how the substrate is there to help the disulfides fold. So that's what we do. And thank you for the chance to talk, and happy to talk to you afterwards.